called Family Favor. Can you say that with me? Family Favor. And we're going to get right to the message this morning and make a little headway. So we're going to do a series over the next several weeks. It's from Mother's Day to Father's Day. Next week, by the way, coming in to help us with this series, to be an encouragement, is Natalie Duncan. She'll be singing in concert next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Natalie Duncan is a young lady, but she's already winning some great accolades around the country. She was Female Vocalist of the Year the last 2 years running at the Southern Gospel Convention held in Louisville, Kentucky. That's a big deal, quite frankly. And so she's going to be here. She's heard regularly on our radio station. She'll be here to be a blessing. We have her husband, I think her little one that's with her. So looking forward next week to that. Also during this series, we've got historian Bill Federer, who will be here. His books are in the hands of most of our congressmen and senators. His specialty is focusing on our founding fathers and what they believed and what they thought. And he's going to have a message in June for us on what our founding fathers believed, how their family lives were. And so it'll be a great time. God's dynamic speaker. You'll enjoy it. But today we're going to start out with this series starting today on Mother's Day. I want God's favor on my family. Can you say that with me? I want God's favor on my family. One more time. Tell him this morning. I want God's favor on my family. You want your family to be blessed? Say it. You want your kids to be blessed? You want your husband, your wife to be blessed? You want your family to be blessed? I mean, that's just a no-brainer. Amen? We need to ask it. We're going to be asking for it this summer, over these next several weeks. And we're going to move. We got lots of stuff, Roger. Here's some scriptures, Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. I just like to read them as we kick it off. We're going to be all over the place this morning, mainly in the New Testament. The Bible says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall thou find favor and a good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Verse 4 talked about God's favor and a good understanding. I want that in my life. A couple of things. I want to share with you today some favorite verses of my favorite ladies. Okay? And we've given them to you. As you leave today, we're going to give you those three verses. And they're on a little bookmark that's been prepared for you ladies today. And a little old plastic sleeve. And so we want to give that to you. But I want to show them to you before we start the series. My mama's favorite verse. And we know that all things work together for good. To them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. I can't tell you the number of times she told me that verse. And a lot of times she would tell me, getting on my case when I was griping and bellyaching and complaining. You know? I called her many times as a pastor at her former work. And I'd tell her, oh, Mama, this, she's a hush boy. All things run together for good and love God. You know what I mean? She's just that way. And then my wife's favorite verse, Hebrews 11:6. You hear me quoted a lot here at this church. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's a verse of favor, isn't it, right there? God will bless you if you seek Him. And then my daughter's favorite verse, Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Those are all verses of favor, of blessing, if we'll set our heart towards them. Now we're moving. I think right now I'm going to have a song. Am I not, Mr. Kevin? I want to sing a song for you this morning that I wrote years ago on my way to Atlanta, Georgia. And it was on my mother's favorite verse. Let's do it, Kevin. If I can remember. Rough getting old, man. Forgets me. Mama taught me a lesson early. She said, I never should forget. You don't have to be discouraged, worry, or fret. Sometimes in life, you'll be thrown a curve and you may stumble on the way. Our God, He will never forsake you. And then I hear her say, all things work together for good. we can trust Him for all things. Work together for good to them who love Him. Not always easy. I'm learning that the bitter things and the sweet things in this life, my Father mingles them together. Joys and woes. It's then I recall what I learned as a child, and here's how the promise goes. Always work together for good to them who love the Lord. We know all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, to them and I know our God, we can trust Him for all things, work together for good to them who love the Lord. Help me, would you try to sing it? All things work together for good, great, to them who love the Lord. For we know all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, to them who are called, to them who are called to His purpose. And I know our God, we can trust Him for all things, work together for good to them who love the Lord, to them who love the Lord.
What's the catch?
I want that for you. I want that for me and my family. As I already said, I want God's blessing on my life. Let's start off with the first one. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along with us. Of course, the scriptures will be on the big screen as well. We have the Canaanite woman. And where's the reference? Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Canaanite woman. Let's just read it. And let's see how God's blessing came on this woman. And let's see what we can learn from this woman to have the blessing in our life and God's favor on us. Then Jesus went thence, he departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out. I don't know how much you know about the Bible, But the Canaanites in the Old Testament, they were despised by the people of Israel, and they despised the people of Israel. They were arch enemies. Okay? So this woman from Canaan came out of the same coast, and she cried unto Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out." But he answered and said, "I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So he's speaking to her. "I'm not sent, but unto those of Israel, the lost sheep." This is Jesus talking. "Then came she and worshipped him and said, 'Lord, help me.'" You get it? You're with me so far? Here we go. Verse 26. "But he answered and said," tough talk from Jesus, "'It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs.'" Doesn't he sound like Jesus, does it? But the Canaanites were idolaters. They had nothing to do with God whatsoever. They were enemies. He came to the house of Israel. He said, "I didn't come. You don't cast bread to dogs." But watch this lady. She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman," say it with me if you see it, "great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made what? Whole from that very hour. I guess she was an outcast. I guess this lady can't be blessed, right? It's impossible for her to be blessed. She's from the wrong family, right? Tell you what, friend, she got a blessing. Let's see what she did. Here we go. Her daughter was demon-possessed. We saw that. Jesus would not answer her. The disciples said, "Send her away. Get her out of here." Jesus said, "I've come to the lost sheep of Israel." We saw that very clearly. The Canaanites were considered dogs. They were Gentiles. We've seen that. Well, what'd she do then? Let's see what she did. She worshipped Jesus. Can you say that? She worshipped Jesus Christ. And good things happened in her life. Keep moving. What'd she say? It's very important if we're going to have the favor of God on us that we say the right thing. "Lord, have mercy." Can you say that with me? "Lord, have mercy." That's a good prayer right there. You hearing me today? Well, I don't know how to pray. Can you say, "Lord, have mercy," or what? That's not very difficult, is it? Well, I can't pray. A lot of times we don't get into the blessing of God, the favor of God, because we just make excuses. That's what we are, excuse makers. Listen, you don't live on this side of the tracks. This lady lived on. She's hated. You know? Hated by the disciples when they were good guys. You know what I mean? Listen, "Lord, have mercy." Look at this one. "Lord, help me." Can you say that? "Lord, help me." This is an interactive message today, by the way. Okay? "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." Dylan, we can pray that, can't we do?
Yeah.
"Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me." You know? It's great. That's what this lady taught me this week. She taught me, "Clark, you just keep it simple, all right?" You know, that's a good friend right there. What she had? Jesus said she had great faith. You've got great faith. You know why? She said the dogs eat the crumbs. She wouldn't take no for an answer, would she? She wouldn't take no for an answer. I mean, here she was. She knew who she was. She knew the stereotyping. She knew the racism. She knew all that was going on. But she wouldn't take no for an answer. I'm afraid some of us don't get the blessing because we quit too early. You know, it's like excuse making, quit too early. She didn't disagree with the Lord. She said, "Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. What you say about us is true." Many times we don't get the blessing in our life because we come to the Lord and we're going to do it our way. And Lord, you know, this is the way it is. And you get with my plan and you get with my program. And see, we'll both be blessed. And God said, "Look, that ain't how it works." "Truth, Lord." But she said, "The dogs eat the crumbs." Let's see what else happened. What happened to her daughter? Jesus made her whole. That very hour. The devil left. Isn't that good? So what can we learn from this lady? Let's see it real quick. Here's what she said. "Lord, have mercy." We're talking about favor today on Mama's Day. Amen? Faith. You can't believe I call it Mama's Day, do you? Because I'm a son. Here we go. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. And here's one point as I'd like to make. She was persistent and found favor. She was persistent and found favor. If we want the blessing of God, if Gary Clark wants the blessing of God on his life, on my children, on my wife, on the ministry of Fellowship Church, I've got to be persistent. I believe that with all my heart. Some of you think, man, you go after it. Man, you got it. Listen, I want to be persistent. Amen? How many of you feel like that in your life? You want to be a persistent person? You got any in the house? I hope so. Help me here. Amen? So she was persistent. She wouldn't take no for an answer. And she was blessed and she found favor. Let's look at another. The diseased woman. The diseased woman. This is over in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Three verses. Look at it. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years. Whoa! She came behind him. She touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but what? Touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Let's see what we can learn from this lady. We're talking about women today. We're talking about women that came into the life of Jesus. He came into their life and he touched them. They found favor. They found blessing. Can we learn from these women today? I believe we learn from these women. I've learned. I read some things this week. I've enjoyed them. Diseased woman. What was her problem? She was hemorrhaging blood for 12 years. That's unbelievable. Had an unbelievable disease, blood disease, and just constantly bleeding because of that. Keep moving. She was considered unclean. Unclean. Do we have a scripture? Leviticus 15. You can check that out sometimes if you like to. Because of her blood condition, she couldn't worship like the other folks. So she was pretty much an outcast as well. What did she say? She said, read it with me, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. Wow. If I just get close to him, if I can just touch his clothes, just a part of his clothes. Boy, she had faith. What did Jesus say to her? Be of good comfort. You know what that means? Look at it. It means this. Be of cheerful courage. Can you imagine being sick like that with a blood disease, a hemorrhaging of blood for 12 years, being an outcast, not being able to worship, being considered unclean? Jesus looked at her and said, be of cheerful courage. Take courage. Wouldn't you like to have the blessing of God in your life? Wouldn't you want the blessing of God in your life, even though you've had a past and you've struggled or whatever's going on in your life? Aren't those pleasant words to you here today from the Lord? Be of cheerful courage. Be of cheerful courage. What happened? He says, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I want to say something on that. What happened to her? She was cured permanently with no relapse of her former condition. Can you look at that? She was what? Cured permanently with no relapse of her former condition. And I'm going to get ugly. Don't mean to, but it's going to happen right here. Listen, Jesus wasn't one of your TV faith healers, friend. You hear me? When you get healed, you're still limping for the rest of your life. I know that's ugly. Sorry, excuse me. You know, if people can faith heal, I'd like to see them come to Englewood, Florida. I'll take them to Englewood Hospital. We'll just heal them all. You know what I'm saying? Right, Doc? We'll do it. We'll get us again. Listen, I believe in healing. But I believe in healing by the Lord that's permanent. Amen. With no former, you know, condition, former relapse. It sickens me. When there are people who stand up and name the name of Christ or preach the gospel, and then Dateline or ABC, whatever, gets on and shows that they're a bunch of phony, baloney, and fakes. That makes me sick to my stomach. I don't know how you feel about it. But it doesn't matter. You run your faith family, all right? That's how I think. It just gives us a bad name. Listen, we must keep preaching and teaching the Word of God, not get off in some of this other... I'm telling you. Preach God's Word. Jesus, when He healed her, she didn't have to come back. Amen. She was healed. That's what the... By the way, I didn't make that up. When you study the Greek carefully, thy faith hath made thee whole, that's what it means. It means that she was healed permanently. There was no relapse. God bless that woman. That's the kind of blessing I want in my life. I want that blessing that comes from God. Amen. I don't want some blessing that comes from man. I want a blessing that comes from God. All my life. So what did she say? Now the other lady, what did she say? Lord help me. And what else did she say? Lord have mercy on me. Look what this lady said. We're learning some good praying today. If I can touch it. Can you say that with me? If I can touch it. Tell you what, friend. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He's making intercession. Right? That's what the Bible teaches. We can come to Jesus. We come to Him in prayer. We come to Him through His Word. You can have a close encounter with Jesus Christ through His Word. He's not left you comfortless. He's given us the Holy Spirit, the living God that lives in us, that abides in us. We can have a close relationship with Jesus Christ. If you want it, the blessing can be there for you. I believe that with all my life. I believe we can have the favor of God. Listen, these weren't fancy folk, were they, Zach? They had it. Why can't you have it? Why can't I have it? I believe it. If I can touch it. You know what she did? The first one, she was what? What was the word? Persistent. Look at this one. She pursued Jesus. Didn't she? Can't you imagine? She sees Him and she's got this plan all worked out, doesn't she? She's got the plan. And you know people know she's unclean and everything, but she's got the plan. She's got the plan. If I can just touch Him. Ooh, there it comes. You don't think she just walked up and touched Him. Are you kidding? There's a crowd everywhere. She had to think it through. She had to get in just the right spot and then make her move. Do you have that kind of... I mean, do you pursue the Lord? Does He matter to you? You matter to me. I want You in my life. I want to spend time in Your Word. I want You to bless me, Lord. Hey, you're going to get a blessing. It's not just going to come by osmosis, probably. You're going to have to be involved in it. You got to want it. You got to run after it. You got to pursue it. Oh, I want God's favor on that. God bless Martha. Let's go with another one. Mary and Bethany. Here's another one in the Scriptures. And we're just walking through. Hope that you're okay. Matthew 26, verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto Him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment. And she poured it on His head as He said at meat. This was right before Jesus was going to go and give His life for us and be crucified. But when His disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, for what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, He said unto them, why trouble you, woman? She has brought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me you don't always have. Verse 12. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall be also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a what? A memorial. Isn't it funny, 2005, Mama's death? We're still memorializing this lady, aren't we? For what she did. What can we learn from this lady? What kind of blessing can we see from this lady got? What did she do? She worshipped Jesus Christ. She worshipped Him. She worshipped Him by pouring out this ointment on the Lord. This ointment was precious. It was worth a year's wage. She poured something on Jesus' head that cost her something. Worship isn't just a good feeling all the time. You know, I love worship. Feels good. But worship is a two-way street. Did you hear me? Worship is you putting something into it. And God giving back something. Now, I just want the blessing. I don't want to do nothing. It don't work that way, friend. This lady did something. It cost her. John 12, 5 tells us, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? That was a year's wage that she just wasted on Jesus. Do you feel like when you give, you're wasting it? That's how I felt when I first went to church in Rockland, North Carolina. I thought some preacher was going to meet us on the property that day when Mama took me, and somebody, they're going to be there to hold me up and rob me and take my money. Bunch of crooks, bunch of thieves. That's how those preachers are. That's how I felt. But I thank the Lord for my past. I thank my Lord that I think that way sometimes, because there are some that way, friend, I'll tell you. They thought it was a waste. It cost her dearly. Let's keep moving, Raj. So what did she do? The disciples were indignant. What does that mean? Now, by the way, these aren't the Pharisees. These are the disciples of Jesus Christ. These are the good guys. What did they do? They condemned what she did. Did you hear me this morning? They condemned her. Man, I hate to say it, but when you're wanting a blessing in your life, go ahead and watch out. There'll be good Christian folks that'll condemn you. Oh, yeah. Sure. There'll be good people that think you flipped your lid. Some of you think I flipped my lid today. That's all right. That's all right. I want the blessing in my life. I want God's favor in my life. If you want to think I'm in that, fine. I could care less. I want the blessing in my life. Amen? You gotta, I think you need to think that way. The disciples, they were mad. What do you mean you give a year's wage to Jesus? I tell you what, to get the blessing, I'm happy to give. They said, what a waste. Let's keep moving. What did Jesus do? That's the important thing. What did he do? He confirmed her. They condemned her. He confirmed her. He memorialized her to this day. You know what he did? He did this right here. He encouraged her. He encouraged her. Wow. That's a blessing. You know what? That's favor from God too, just to get some encouragement from him. Amen? Yeah. It's been so dark. You go to a Christian brother or sister and man, it's like they cut the light off on them. You know what I'm saying? It happens, man. Or you get in a situation where you can't talk around anybody, but the Lord shows up and he encourages you through his word. Isn't that great? That's the favor of God. That's what I want. So what did he do? He encouraged her and he memorialized her. But don't you see what happened? The incident pushed Judas over the edge. We didn't read those two verses. Here they are. Judas was there. He was a treasurer. He was really ticked. Verse 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went up to the chief priests after this. He said unto them, what will you give me? I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Did you know what it was? What this lady did that pushed Judas over the edge? Have you ever seen it before? It was what she did that pushed him over the edge. And that's going to happen in our lives sometime. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to want the favor of God in our life. And there's going to be some that's going to push away. It's going to push him away. Don't think you're in that. What are you doing? You're found religion or something. I don't call you freak. Let me tell you something. Depends on who you're going to please, friend. I want to please the living God. You're not going to get a blessing from God unless that's the way you think. I want to please you, Lord. If I have to be in that for the Lord, I am. That's the way it is. You see it that way. I want to serve Him. I want to love Him. He pushed Judas over the edge. So what'd she do today? She worshipped Jesus and it cost her. Can you say that with me? She worshipped Jesus and it cost her. I was telling my wife about this little part of the sermon. And she said she didn't like that. It's not she didn't like it, but she said it cost her. It's a blessing. And that might be the way you're thinking today. She worshipped Jesus and it cost her. To the lady, it wasn't a cost, was it? It was a blessing. She was glad to get it. Nobody put a gun to her head and said, yeah, I like that. She did it. She knew what it was worth. It was great. She wanted to give. I think that's a real point of blessing in God's favor. If you have to, you know, squeeze you to get blood out of a turnip, you know, to give to God's work, then let me tell you something. Well, I don't understand why I'm blessed. I gave $3 last week. Well, you got about $3 worth of blessing, probably. You know? I'm serious. You know God's Word teaches, and I don't want to get off on this. You know how I talk. I don't try to... I hate it when people ask for money, especially unnecessarily. But I tell you what, in our life, I didn't want a tithe. A tithe is a tenth of what income you have. I didn't want a tithe. I thought my wife was crazy when she said we need a tithe. I said, you're crazy. She said, that's what the Bible teaches. I was a ministry student in seminary. And I told her, we were already fighting anyway. And I told her, I said, it ain't going to work. You're going to put us in the poorhouse. She said, well, let's just try it for 3 months. Come this November, that was 22 years. And we're doing all right, the Clark family. Amen? And she gives. And I give with her. But you know what? That's something I don't take away. She puts that check in. She loves to give to the Lord. Amen? It's a blessing to give. I didn't understand it, though, and some of you might be here today. How can I give and make ends meet? All I can do is being obedient has blessing, and God shows His favor to you. So she had a what? A passion for Jesus. The one lady was persistent. The next one pursued Him. This one had a passion for Jesus Christ, and she found favor. Listen to this one right quick. We're not going to do all the women in the Bible, so hang on. Hip talk for a woman. Here we go. We're getting closer. Here we go to the end. John 8:3-11. The adulterous woman. The scribe, what can we learn from an adulterous woman for crying out loud? Please. Here we go. The scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. When they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, this is Jesus, they're talking to Jesus, they said, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. No questions here. Verse 5. Now Moses in the law commands us that such be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, tempting him that they might have something to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger he wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that's without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And they returned, being convicted by their own conscience. They went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Listen. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, can you say this with me? Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. What can I learn from this lady? I learned something from her this week. Here it is. Here's what we're talking about. First of all, she was guilty of adultery. You're not going to get the blessing of God on your life by playing games, thinking that, you know, I'm okay. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. If we're resting on our pride, we're not going to have a relationship with God, and He's not going to pour His blessing on us. She was guilty. She was accused by the religious leaders. They had her. Her toast was cooked. Number three, the law said she should be stoned. In Leviticus, that was the punishment. She should be killed for what she did. But Jesus said this, and this is where we're heading. He said, you without sin cast the first stone. And we know what happened. They all dropped their stones, they turned and walked away. What can we learn? Here's what Jesus said to her. He said, where are your accusers? Where are your accusers? Does any man condemn you? Here comes the favorite part. Here it is. She said, no man, Lord. You might not have gotten it. She received forgiveness of God. She received forgiveness of God. God loves you today. Can you handle that in your head today? God loves you. I want you to just think a minute. Things you've done. Get rid of your pride for a minute. Realize how dirty you are. Not dirty at all. And God, holy God of heaven, loves me. Jesus died for us. Can you imagine such a thing? He said, does anybody condemn you? She says, no man, Lord. And let's see what happens. Jesus said this, I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more. How did this lady get the blessing and the favor? Keep moving. No man, Lord. Can you say that with me? No man, Lord. Some of us aren't getting the blessing in our life because we're still living under sin and under guilt. We've been forgiven, but we're still hanging on to it. You know, we go around the press with that, I did this, I did that. Hallelujah, listen to me. If you've confessed it, if you've been honest before the Lord, it's gone. Amen. It's over. The fat lady has sung. It's done. Amen. Accept your forgiveness today. That is blessing. Some of you today, you have made mistakes, and some of them have been horrific, and you've hurt people and family members. But bottom line is, you can't go fix it all. You might can do some things, but the bottom line is accept your forgiveness today in Jesus Christ. If you honestly ask Him, that's where blessing comes from. And God will bless you for that. She accepted His forgiveness. What have we seen from the ladies today? The one was what? Persistent. The other one pursued. The other one had a passion. And this one was what? Penitent. Did you see her making excuses? I didn't do it. Did she say that? Yes or no? She's caught in the very act. The bottom line is, all of us have been caught in the very act of whatever sin we've committed because God sees everything. We snow in other folk, but we ain't snowing Him. So our attitude needs to be this. If I want the blessing, penitent. And then finally, we are done. Mary Magdalene, just a couple of verses. Mary went to the tomb after Jesus was crucified and the body was not there. So she comes and she comes again. Verse 15. The angels had spoken to her. And now she thinks she's talking to the gardener. And here's what happens. Verse 15. Jesus said unto her, woman,
Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?
She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou had borne him hence, if you've taken him, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, say that with me.
Mary.
She turned herself and said unto him, Master. What does this lady teach us, Mary Magdalene, from this little brief story this morning? Jesus said, why weepest thou? Jesus said, whom seekest thou? Then it keeps going. Jesus said, Mary. Mary said, Master. What does she teach us this morning? Real fast, and we're done with the message. She found the risen Lord and Savior by weeping and seeking. Did you hear me? Second. That's it. You want the blessing of God on your life? God, I want the favor. I want you to bless me. How about some weeping? You weep lately? Over your sin? Have you weep lately over what Jesus did for you? Sometimes when you come to these services and we sing, does your heart get moved and a tear run down your face? That's a good thing, friend. We're in good company, ain't we, when we weep? Hey, are we or not?
Amen.
Good company. Seek Him. Weep after the Lord. Seek the Lord. And I believe the favor will come in your life. And we're done. We're reviewing right quick. Help me. Experiencing God's favor, Mama. That's what I want for you today. God's blessing on your life. How does it happen? Say it with me. Let's say it a little loud, can we? Number one, be. Number two, pursue Him. Number three, be. Number four, be. That's penitent. Patient. Be penitent. Let's say it again. Be penitent. There we go. And?